It took years for Michel LeBlanc to meet another openly LGBTQ+ rock climber. Now, LeBlanc is heading up Squamish's second annual Project Pride, an LGBTQ+ rock climbing event. The September 2 event, which is already sold out, is a space for LGBTQ+ climbers of all skill levels to come together. LeBlanc started rock climbing as a university student in Halifax 19 years ago. As she was learning how to hang and tie knots for the first time, she was also discovering her queer identity. But not meeting any other openly LGBTQ+ people made her life feel fragmented between her climbing community and her LGBTQ+ community. I was living two separate lives, said LeBlanc. When I moved to Squamish in 2014, it was awesome for so many reasons, like getting to be inspired by all of the strong climbers that I knew, said LeBlanc. That aspect of my life was just so fulfilling. But then I'd go to Vancouver and go to Pride events, and I felt very much uncomfortable. LeBlanc says she has generally always felt very welcomed by the climbing community, regardless of often being the only woman or queer person at an event. But it was challenging at times to feel like she did not fully fit into the climbing world or the queer community, as the LGBTQ+ community often did not share her love for climbing. LeBlanc hopes she is bridging the gap. During the pandemic, LeBlanc talked to a friend about wanting a space where she could hang around climbers and queer folks. She asked herself, how do I make this happen? 3 years after that conversation and navigating pandemic restrictions, she made it happen last year with the first Project Pride event. While climbing is no new trend in Squamish, a general boom in the once niche sport has meant there are more queer people interested in climbing due to a general uptick in climbers, said LeBlanc. Climbing affinity groups are popping up across the country, with Roots and Fruits and Vanqueer Climbers taking hold in Vancouver. An LGBTQ+ climbing retreat, Homo Climbtastic, has been operating for a number of years as well. But it does have skill level requirements to attend, unlike Project Pride, which is open to anyone. But a Climbing Escalade Canada study says LGBTQ+ rock climbers are still the vast minority. According to the study, with 844 participants, less than 20% of climbers self-identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or another queer sexual identity. With less than 5% identifying as non-binary, gender-fluid, genderqueer, transgender, two-spirit or questioning their gender. LeBlanc hopes that the event is about more than being in community, but helping people leave as better climbers as well. LeBlanc is bringing in Alex Johnson, who has won 2 World Cups and has been a U.S. national champion 5 times, as well. I want people to be inspired to kind of grow their skill set and learn some of the things from climbing that I've learned and translate that into their own lives, said LeBlanc. This year, the 45 attendees stretch far beyond Squamish, with people coming from the Lower Mainland, the Interior, and Whitehorse, said LeBlanc. According to LeBlanc, it's the support of the Squamish community that is making this event possible, from sponsorships by local small businesses, Tall Tree Bakery, Alice Plus Braum Ice Cream, and Zephyr Cafe among others, to a local doctor who is paying for the entertainment. There is also an after-party, open gym where anyone is welcome to attend and mingle with the Project Pride bunch. LeBlanc said when she put out a call for volunteers, it only took a day or two before all the spots had been filled. It's not really that I necessarily needed a ton of volunteers, but it's just really nice to have a lot of allies come and want to support the event, said LeBlanc. As for her hopes for the event, her goal is simple, for the event to be even better than last year. Check out the event on Instagram at project.pride.squamish.